The following talk was recorded at Libra Planet 2023, Charting the Course, an annual conference on current issues in ethics, social justice, and technology from the Free Software Foundation. Libra Planet is a live conference, and speakers often use slides and other visual tools to assist their presentation. You can see the videos of these talks at media.libraplanet.org or on the FSF PeerTube channel. Libra Planet speakers do not represent the mission of the Free Software Foundation. We host speakers talking about their uses of free software in different kinds of political and commercial work. The FSF supports their freedom, but does not take a position on any political issues other than those necessary to uphold the principles of free software. Like all the FSF's work on behalf of the freedom of all computer users, Libra Planet is made possible by thousands of individuals. To keep our work going, please consider becoming an associate member via my.fsf.org/join. or by making a donation at my.fsf.org/donate. You can stay informed by subscribing to our newsletter, The Free Software Supporter, at fsf.org/fss. For more information on Libra Planet, please visit libraplanet.org/conference.
Thank you. Well, so hello everyone. I'm Angie Gojong. My pronouns are they, them. I'm employee at the not-for-profit Framasoft, specialized in educational popula. I work there since 2019. I'm in charge of partnership and public relationship, pedagogical engineering. Chaton's collective coordination, and another project which is called Emancipasso. I'm also in charge of coordination of this project. As I'm not very active on social networks and I'm not on IRC, you can find me sometimes on Mastodon. As you can notice, I'm French and I'm not very fluent in English, so please, if something I say is not clear, don't hesitate to tell me or just ask me to explain differently. And thanks for your indulgence. So what about Chaton? Chaton is a French word who means kitten in English. But Chatons is also an acronym. Of course, Chatons is not a collective of kittens. So we use this word Chatons as an acronym for, in French, collective des hébergeurs alternatifs transparents, ouverts, neutres et solidaires, which, if I translate, means a collective of independent, transparent, open, neutral and united hosters. This collective aims to bring together small organizations offering free, ethical, and decentralized online services in order to allow users to quickly find alternatives to the services offered by the web giants that respect their data and privacy. Chatons is a collective initiative by the French not-for-profit Framasoft in 2016. Following the success of its project, Degooglify Internet, Framasoft decided to create the Chatons Collective to promote other French-speaking alternative hosters. As we've always said, that Degooglify Internet project and the 38 online free services that come with it was an experiment, a proof of concept, that it wasn't meant to centralize so many users, nor to lock them up in Frama stuff that would last to infinity, we have created Chatons Collective. We often compare the collective to the CSA, Community Supported Agriculture System, where Google, Meta, Apple, or Microsoft would represent the food industry. Chatons members would be IT farmers offering organic online services. Without GMOs, as I can say, without privative software that does not guarantee your freedoms, without pesticide, without basing their revenues on your personal data sales, without aggressive marketing, without advertising agencies tracking your behaviors, without a race for purchasing powers, which actually arms small farmers. So in Chatons, you've got fair price between alternative hosters and their beneficiaries. The collective aims to gather all entities that want to resist the internet Googleization or GAFAMization by promoting empowered digital practices among internet users, offering privacy-friendly free online services, enhancing activities and initiative of organizations sharing common values, and sharing information between members. Chatons aims at decentralization. Its goal is to give visibility to small artisanal hosters to diversify and relocate the offer. The collective currently has 99 members localized in France, Belgium, and Canada. These members can be associations or not-for-profits. It's about 50% of the member of the collective. It could also be collectives, informal collectives, or cooperatives, or micro companies, or companies and individuals. These hosters are offering a variety of online services like search engines, scheduling tools, surveys, online storage on sharing, temporary file transfer, private bins, or communication tools like email, mailing list, chat, instant messaging, social networks, video conferencing, and collaboration tools like collaborative editing, calendars, boards, etc. And hosters offers a website or wiki, blog or wiki hostings too. All these services are for many type of people. All internet users wishing to regain control of their personal data. All internet users wishing to use online services hosted close to them. Public administration. Associations, collective, and not-for-profit wishing to offer free tools to their communities. Micro, small, and medium enterprises, school, and universities. If you want to find a Chatons services, we said kitten in French, so chaton, to designate an organization member of the collective. So sorry for the word used in English, but I didn't know how to say. So if you go on the homepage of the Chatons Collective website, there's a blog where you can search services offered by the members. And you can find a service by different way, by type of services. So what service are you looking for? By type of alternative to. If you don't know what type of service is WeTransfer, for example, so you can ask to the alternative to WeTransfer, and we said it. And you can find the service by software. If you know exactly the name of the software. And you can also precise what type of instance you are looking for. Is it a single instance or a multi-instance? And if you know the name of the kitten, you can precise it. After your search, a result list is displayed where you can see the kitten name, the software used to deliver the service, and the URL service. So you can click on the kitten name if you want to know more about it. But if you want to use the services directly, click on the URL. Of course, if the service is subject to registration and or a fee, you'll have to register before accessing the service. So it's very easy to use kitten services from our website. There's another way to use some kitten services. Is a website called entraide.chatons.org. In French, entraide means mutual support, mutual help. In this website, you can access on 9 online services without registration. So we launched this website in April 2020, during the first lockdown period in France. This website, we launched it to allow internet users to continue communicating with their loved one and or to work remote. By using this website, you don't have to worry about which kitten is providing you the service. So it's more easy. You don't have to choose, in fact. For each type of this no registration services, we randomly select for you one instance between the kitten's ones. To do that easily, we've implemented a kind of load balancing system. Each kitten has indicated in advance its availability, scalability level. So if you don't want to use one instance, you still have the possibility to change it. You've got a button to do that. So yeah, it's very, very easy for people to access that online, 9 online services. Oh, sorry. Why? Okay. The collective Chaton is based on a commitment to Unadaba Shadley adhere to a manifesto and a charter. These documents are the foundations upon which the collective relies for its success. They are written and amended collaboratively by its member. The manifesto, you can access it on our repository, is presenting our main values, which are probity, transparency, non-discrimination, and personal data respect, openness, economy, protection, solidarity and dissemination, and of course, neutrality. In the charter, which is also in English in our repository, you've got 7 parts, each of ones includes several required and recommended criteria, so that all the organization's members of the collective are committed to respect this criteria. We have a wiki for the collective. This wiki, which is in French, sorry, there's no translation in English, is full of information for current, future online services hosters and their users. So you have access to information structured in 5 parts. Which one is, I want to inform myself about services provided by hosters of the collective. Second one is, I want to help the collective and its member. Third one, I want to become an ethical hoster. Fourth one, I want to join the collective. And 5th one, I'm already a member of the collective. In each part, you've got a lot of information telling you what you can do for the collective and how the collective function. As I already said, the collective is now constitute of 99 members, but there's an activity much more bigger than that. In our main tool to exchange, which is a forum, We've got a lot of people talking about a lot of different things. I can say that in 2022, 379 new topics were created in that forum, and 3,243 new posts were created. So there's a lot of activity, and some of that exchange are in English, but most of them are in French. The Chatos Collective has a mode of management inspired directly by the Floss world. So decisions concerning the collective are taken in a collegial manner during our monthly meetings and our discussion forum. Each member organization can propose a project for the collective on the condition that it takes charge of its realization. Her coordinator, hello, it's me, facilitates, promotes, and strengthens activities of several workers, working groups. So we at that moment have many different working groups. One is about legal stuff. So this working group produces resources to assist hosters and ISPs in their understanding of the law. We also have a working group accessibility free, called Accessibility Free. So this group aims to raise awareness on accessibility issues on the web and particularly within the collective services. We also have a working group called stats.chatons.org. It's a website to enhance the collective and its organization services. And it's also an internal tool to retrieve organizations and their online services valuable data. We have also how can I explain that? A working group called Sharravan. It's a, how can I explain that word? Because it's a mix between kitten. Yeah, okay, yeah, I won't do it. This working group is thinking about nomadic and energy self-sufficient systems for hosters. We also have a working group which is called Backup Sharing. So it's an experiment between different hosters of the collective to share backup. And they are, for that, they are using a software which is called Garage. We have a new working group which is called an Association for the Collective. This working group discusses the possibility for the collective to become an association, not for profit, because the collective is now enough mature to adopt a legal structure. So the interest that this would bring is that with that legal structure is to better distribute the coordination load. To have a real administrative and legal management for the collective, to ask for public subsidies and or private fundings, to develop participation in events, to have a bank account, to receive donations, for example. So the mission of this working group is to think about what would be this association, what statutes, what governance, what economic models, what timetable for implementation. And the last working group is called chaton.org V3. It's a working group that thinks about how to improve our website to make it easier for users to find hosters matching their needs. Yeah, I was very quickly and I quite finished my presentation. So if you have some question, please, I'm here. for 15 minutes now. Yeah, in fact, I can hear myself. In the wiki, you've got some explanations about, how to administrate, hosting and to host, services. And in the forum, if you are, if you have questions about anything about hosting, you can ask, and the community will give you some answers. I don't know if you want to install the new version of BigBlueButton, but you have some troubles, so you can ask and explain what's happening to you, and someone will help you. So there's two levels of support. There's the wiki where the information is written, and we don't change it. So it's very general. Say how to be an hoster, what are the different steps to be one, and for specific questions or issues. You can ask specifically in the forum.
Okay, thanks. Do you know how many total users there are of all of the Chaton services?
No, I don't know. It's a data we are looking for, but it means that every member of the collective gives us this data, and for now, we have only, I think, 37 members that gives us the total number of their users. So, yeah, I'm missing a lot of users, so I can't give you a total number. Sorry.
Okay, thanks. Here's another question. Are there examples of how local authorities are using the services?
Some local authorities contact some collective members to have a specific free instance of one or several softwares. So they don't contact the collective. They contact directly some hosters who are members of the collective. And I think at that time, there's, I think, maybe 5 or 6 members of the collective who host services for local authorities. And it could be different kind of services. I think the most used is Nextcloud for local authorities. But it really depends. I think there's some Mattermost instance too. But because it is one member at the collective coordination, I don't really know how many local authorities use Chaton services.
Okay, thanks. Any other questions here in the room? We're not seeing any questions. I just want to say how I've been admiring Framasoft for some time, and the Chaton initiative is just wonderful, and I just wish we had something like that in the United States.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask. I don't know because I couldn't find the information, but is there something quite same that collective in United States, or it doesn't exist anymore?
I'm not aware of anything as organized. I know of, you know, some individuals running some services.
Yeah.
I know of one person who's sort of intentionally running quite a few services, but thinking actually of having a nonprofit to support that. But yeah, we could really start to organize that, I think would be wonderful.
Yeah, and if someone is a volunteer to how can I say that? To go in that direction. I'm free to explain how we did it and what strategy to use it. So yeah. For information, we tried now to export our model. In Germany, we have some local hosters in Germany. There's much ethical hosters in Germany. So we had some contact with some of them, and we try to convince them to do the same in their countries, to have a collective in German speaking for all the alternative hosters. It's not yet created, but I think it's going to be.
Question? Oh. Sorry. Is there software that you would like to see developed more extensively besides Nextcloud?
Sorry. Can you repeat?
There
was a cut. Sorry.
Okay. Is there software that you would like to see developed more among the services that you're using, other than Nextcloud, which is always developing?
Apps
that you would like to see filled.
Me as a user or the hosters of the collective.
I think it's oriented towards that would support Chaton or the services that people are
okay.
using. Are there...
I'm not sure, but I think that a lot of French people would like a software called Framadate will be refunded because it's an old software. It's the alternative of Doodle. Framadate is it's going to be good if it will be updated.
Okay.
I'm not sure that you know it because it's a French software, so maybe nobody uses it in United States.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it, but that doesn't mean others are not. So, well, I think we're done with questions. I don't see any more. And so thank you very much for taking this time.
You're welcome.
And telling us
thank
about
you to you. Show. Have a good and day. See you. Yes.
Applause.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.